John, I suppose a battle of game, a point apiece. Happy with it or disappointed you couldn't nick it?
Well, you know, there was a strong wind. Maybe another night it might have been called off, but tonight it was. We both had to deal with it. But the first half, we actually played better against the wind. You know, and I think in the first half, we had three very good chances. And the one at half time, and once you put over the bar, I think Fasano's good foot is in the back of the net. And the second half then became a bit more. I think he probably got a bit more scrappier. We were trying desperate for the win. We brought Wasim on, and we probably didn't create the second half. In fairness to Brendan, he made one good save, but I'd never come down here in my life ever and have a game where probably we were, bar the last shot that Brendan had to save, we were probably comfortable in that regard. But unfortunately for us, like, we were looking for 3 points. But look, we got one, and look, you move on. Games are tight, and you know, as we said, we are creating a few chances, but you need to stick them in there. And we were a little bit unlucky in Paris, but certainly probably overall, you look at the game, second half probably was, we probably didn't do enough, and you know, they probably didn't do enough either.
Probably sound like I'm repeating myself a lot, but the games are keeping the same pattern. They're so ultra competitive, so ultra tight. It's just one swing of momentum, one moment of magic that the difference in these. Every game is pointed so hardly fought.
Yeah, and I think you could see it. Like, you know, we've had, you know, games, like, you can see every game, bar the Bohemians game, have been really, really tight and really. And, you know, to be fair to teams, there isn't a lot between, you know, I think it will open up a little bit more, but yeah, I think there's a lot of teams that are quite similar. But, you know, we just felt all week we'd done a lot of work that we thought maybe we might open up and get a few chances, which we did, but we didn't take them. And then the second half, we probably didn't do enough to get the winner. And look, at it's down at Waterford, you know, it's a point going home, clean sheet, but we didn't score. So, but look, we've topped the table. Shells next Friday, because it's a week to work on them. Our home form hasn't been good, and said to the lads, we need to get our work this week to see can we give our crowd a performance next week, because they're desperate to see a few goals at home, and or a goal or at home or whatever. And you know, we need to see can we work on that during the weekend, and because our away form has been really good at the moment, you know.
Yeah, you think about the season so far, and you're right, the highlight moments for me, and I was personally, you're on the road, the Dundalk game, the Derry game. I suppose trying to get that at home in front of the large Galway support is probably nearly tearing your hair out, but that's what you want.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've just spoken about it there. Now, can we just get a good weekend and get everyone focused and not to be nervous, and you know, to embrace the crowd, but more importantly, make sure that, you know, when we cross the line next Friday night, we're at it straight from the start, and that we can, you know, take it to Shells. And you know, because you know, they're a very good side, and we know that when they score first, they generally don't lose. And can we get the upper hand next week? Because we know it'll be a massive crowd again. And you know, the crowds have been brilliant and been really, really supportive of the lads and whatever. But we needed to give them a bit more in the home games,
because it starts a crazy fixture calendar of the rearranged Sligo game in between as well. It's you won't have a lot of time to put the feet up, let's put it that way.
No, it's not. That's the way the league ends. This is where we want to be. But look, at the most important thing is all our eyes and all our energy during the week will be on Shelburne, and to see great top of the table coming in. Everyone will be mad to see Duffer, you know, great manager, great for our league, and he talks so positively, and you know, when he talks, his sense, and it's great for us. So a lot of people want to see him. And but certainly we want to see can we give a performance for the fans and see can we win the match.
And like, they'll come in smarting because they lost to Bowes tonight, so you don't, they won't, and at home they don't want to lose the derby. But like, when we play them up in Talca, they had a poxy goal, we probably shaded things, so I mean, there's nothing to fear from them either. They'll be smarting, but there's nothing to fear from
them. I suppose the thing for us, Keith, though, we have to keep working on creating our chances and making chances and seeing can we nick them. And and that's probably the real area. If you look at all the games so far this season, they've been so tight. It's been, you know, it's just, you know, the difference between if we score, we seem to win. We don't score, it's either a draw, we lose. So every game has been tight, bar Bowes. So right. But look at it, we'll have a full house, despite the fact that Shelburne won't have any supporters coming. We'll have a full house, and we just need to give our supporters a goal to get them cheering, to be fair, you know.
Now, I know you're in charge of the football side of things and all that, but is it fair that it seems to be United are punished for the behaviour of the Shells fans, the fact that we're going to lose the gate from 400 Shelburne fans or whatever?
Yeah, well, the problem for us is, like, we're going to lose 5,000 to 6,000 euro on the gate, you know, and it's a nonsensical decision. You know, if you want to penalise anyone, if you want to hit shells hard in a fine, you do that. But you know, I think it's a scenario where banning them for away matches just doesn't make any sense. I think maybe, you know, a better alternative, either they suffer at home with their own gate, or maybe the money goes to the away team if they're on the bad fans.
Exactly.
You know, so.
And as Jonathan said, like, you've Shells on Friday, and then 3 days later up the road to Sligo, and then it's, I think it's on the road again to Shams. So busy time. Let's hope that the wind doesn't blow on Monday week.
It does, but I suppose the key, we all hope, I suppose the main thing is that we hope that we wanted this, rather than, no disrespect to anyone, rather than Bray, Wexford and Cove.
Yes.
We wanted to be in Shamrock Rovers, Sligo and Shelburne, and we're here, and you know, we're well in there, we're battling hard, and but we obviously know we need to improve. And look, I keep saying to these guys, a lot of them have been in the first division, a lot of them haven't played senior football, and you need to step up. And I just feel that, you know, they have done well this year, but obviously creating chances and scoring goals at this level is tougher, and we need to be better at that.